Hello, merhaba. Welcome to the Seaside Social.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the first Seaside Social live stream podcast in which you can get involved. Sorry about that, technical hitch right in the first seconds of the show. My name is Phil.
Hello, I'm Layla. And I'm here as Philip is going to be playing music. I'm here to say some positive stories of people rallying to help those hit by the virus with initiatives emerging across the world.
Okay, so this is the first time we've done this, folks, so bear with us. It's an experiment for all of us. So obviously, at the moment, you know, lots of people are facing some difficult times and lots of people are self-isolating. So what we wanted to do was do like a live stream / podcast where people can get involved. We posted a link on our social media pages, which is at Seaside Social Brighton, and also on our own personal Facebook pages. So if you're friends with us or anything, you can follow us on there. We're going to focus each week with a little bit of chat, and you can get involved. You can message if you follow the link which we've posted, or you can also actually call in. We haven't worked out how to use that yet, so bear with us on that one. We're going to play music every week, and we really want people to contribute music. So any Brighton bands, the focus is very much on Brighton musicians. But, you know, we're happy to share the love and spread it around. So really, it's hopefully an opportunity which, you know, there's again people like poetry or anything like that you want to record at home and send to us. So it's an opportunity to be maybe sociable in a sort of difficult time. So we're going to start off with a bit of music. This is from Brighton-based musician Bashir Al-Ghamar. The song is called Rosy Morning. Bashir is originally from Sudan, and he sings in Arabic, and he plays the oud. And this is a song. It's actually a recording from a live gig, and Bashir explains the song at the beginning, so you'll hear a little bit of info about that. It's just queuing up. Sorry about that.
I think the Syrian community might understand what I'm saying. This song, actually, the coming one, I did write it and compose it in Egypt. I've been asked to do something to integrate the Egyptians and Sudanese communities. So I took the Egyptian beat, I put the Sudanese words. So I think it's, I don't know.
You judge.
الشمس صباح كتقول دي الشمس صباح كتقول وتقول الدنيا صباحك وعد للدنيا صباحك وعد في السودان يا بهجة مدرمان سوريا في السودان يا بهجة مدرمان يا صفقة في الخرطوم زغرودة في أسوان يا صفقة في الخرطوم زغرودة في أسوان يا حلوة يا بنت النيل يا حلوة يا بنت النيل دي الحلوة يا بنت النيل غنينا كمان وكمان غنينا كمان وكمان صباح الورد والورد نام على الخدر والشمس ضاحكة تقول الشمس ضاحكة تقول وتقول 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 للدنيا صباحك وعد للدنيا صباحك وعد
Thank you. And that was Bashir Al-Ghamar.
I think
and her song is Rosy Morning. That was from a live. Apparently, we've just had a message via Facebook. There's a couple of people struggling to stream, and apparently, there's some the audio quality isn't that great. Apparently, so apologies about that. It's our first time, and we're trying to work out the tech. But if you are listening and you want to message in, the other point of this show, other than music, you know, celebrating some of the local musicians, the other point of the show is for just people if want to message, shout out to their friends. And we're also going to be putting some links up to local initiatives that are supporting people through some quite difficult times. Later on in the show, Layla's got some kind of good news stories as well. Bashir is an interesting guy. He's a great guy. He's a really good musician. We always enjoy his music. And one of his things, what he does with all the money that he raises from his concerts, he does quite a lot of concerts around Brighton and other areas of the country. Obviously not at the moment, unfortunately, but all the funds he takes from his concert, he uses to, he's originally from Sudan, and he uses to fund the village school where he grew up. And it's really, it's quite a poor area. And they've not got much resources. So Bashir does a lot of good work in the school there. So moving on to another track. Here we've got, time for another track. Another couple of local musicians, Jamal and Allah, both originally from Syria, and again, involved in lots of community work around the area and playing some great music. This is a song that was recorded live in East Hoathly in the middle of February, about a month ago now, February 22nd. Event organised by East Hoathly Village of Sanctuary, which was an event and activity to help local Syrian people who'd come here, come here as refugees, to help them feel settled and involved in the community. The song, I can't pronounce it in Arabic. It's an Arabic language song, but it roughly the title in English, Jamal and Allah have told us that the title is roughly "Leaving Your Tent," and it's about a lady who lives a nomadic lifestyle, and she falls in love with a kind of very rich guy who's got a big house and everything, but she prefers to live in their tent rather than in his kind of very expensive designer house. So the song is by Jamal and Allah, and the song is called "Leaving the Tent," and this is Jamal and Allah. And slightly slow internet connection, so it's just going to take a second to stream in. Here we go. Again, this is a live recording.
لهجر قصرك وارجع بيت الشعر واعد لاهلي بعد ما ذقت القهر لهجر قصرك وارجع بيت الشعر واعد لاهلي بعد ما ذقت القهر وانسى مدينه لو ارضى من دبر اي والله وانسى مدينه لو ارضى من دبر اي والله قصرك ماسوم مرجان وعجب وبيت الشاعر ساكن فيه السبب لو قصرك تاشوم مرجان وعجب وبيت الشاعر ساكن فيه السبب ثوب العيرة ما يدفيله ذهب اي والله ثوب العيرة ما يدفيله ذهب اي والله سر روحي بين لول وحلا وانا من صغري مترعرع بالفلا ما بقصر روحي بين لول وحلا وانا من صغري مترعرع بالفلا ما لفضت الكهرب على نور القمر اي والله ما لفضت الكهرب على نور القمر اي والله لهجر قصرك وارجع بيت الشعر واعد لاهلي بعد ما ذقت القهر رجع داري مهما يطول العمر وبوس الأرض اللي ربتني صغر لا برجع داري مهما يطول العمر بوس الأرض اللي ربتني صغر نار الدار ولا جني بالهجر اي والله نار الدار ولا جني بالهجر اي والله لهجر قصرك وارجع بيت الشعر وأعد لأهلي بعد ما ذقت القهر ولهجر قصرك وارجع بيت الشعر وأعد لأهلي بعد ما ذقت القهر وانسى مدينة لو أرضى من تبر اي والله وانسى مدينة لو أرضى من تبر اي والله
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. That's playing in a loop. Technical problems. It's Jamal and Allah from a live concert in the middle of February this year. Both Jamal and Allah do a lot of work in the community. They're both originally from Syria. Allah volunteers with Voices in Exile to help recently arrived refugees feel comfortable in the area and helps them get settled in. And Jamal and both of them do music projects, and Jamal also is involved in a Sufi dance workshop. You may have noticed that both the tracks we've played so far have been in Arabic. We're sort of trying to showcase some of the diversity in Brighton, but we also do welcome recorders from anyone. So if anyone's listening as a musician and wants to get involved, whatever language you're singing or whatever kind of music you do, please do get involved. And if anybody has poetry or anything, or anything that you think you can maybe record at home and send to us an MP3, we can include you. Or maybe you can come in as a guest and do a little phone chat as well. You know, people who want to read out a little bit of reading or talk about their favorite food or anything to kind of help, you know, lift the mood a little bit in what potentially for a lot of people is going to be quite a difficult and maybe isolating time. So in fact, Layla's got a couple of jokes she's going to share with you that she had planned out from earlier. You want to go with them, Layla?
Goodness, I'm not good at telling jokes, yeah. But it was just earlier reading something and it says an apple a day keeps doctor away.
Ah.
But with social distancing, an onion a day can keep everyone away.
Very good, Taylor.
Anyway, but you know, this is the difficult time for many people, and one of the worries that many people have is food, whether they have, you know, have stopped enough food or no, and panic buying has panicked many other people who don't want to panic buy, but feel worried that what if they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people are feeling stressed maybe, aren't they?
Yeah, but the good thing is there's so many volunteers who have come out to help, especially support elderly people buy food. So and some of the stores, and for example, one of the stores I was reading this morning, Iceland, has offered special time respect hour reserved for the elderly people in the morning, so only they can shop, and the shops have requested other people to wait between 8 and 9 while the elderly people shop. And others have volunteered to actually drop delivery for them. So there's some incredible gesture of support, solidarity coming forward.
And we'll be posting links as well on our Facebook page later, and we've just posted a link on here. If you are in Brighton and you are struggling, there is a group called on Facebook called Brighton COVID-19 Mutual Aid, which has got lots of people in it, and lots of people in there are coming forward with offers of help and suggestions and things like that. So obviously we need to make sure everybody's safe, but there are lots of people doing food deliveries and things like that for those that maybe can't get out or those that are self-isolating. So, you know, it's a time to make sure, check on your neighbours and all those kind of things. So we'll be posting those links as well on our Facebook page later. And like I say, if you've got any music you want to get involved, do messages by the Facebook page, which is at Seaside Social Brighton on Facebook. And we've got a website as well. We're going to move on to a bit more music. Yeah. So the next bit of music is recorded again in a church in Brighton. with another Brighton-based musician who is originally from Russia, and she runs several choirs. Her name is Polina Shepherd. Worked with Polina quite a few times over the years. She's a great musician. Her husband Merlin's also a musician. Polina runs the Brighton and Hove Russian choir and the Brighton and Hove Yiddish choirs, and she also runs the London Yiddish choir and the London Russian choirs. And earlier on in the last year, in August last year, she got all the four choirs together in a church in Brighton, and was also joined by a guy called Lawrence Sklamberg, who's from New York, and he was in a great band called the Klezmatics. And we were lucky enough to be able to record the session, and they have taken the recordings over to Boston, and they're going to add some American choirs on over there as well. So it's going to be fantastic. This song is called Lullaby for Svetlana. It's a Russian Yiddish song. This is from that recording session. These recordings are online as well, actually. So we'll point you in the direction of where you can hear some of these recordings online afterwards. But this is Polina Shepherd. She's also got her own website as well, which is polinashepherd.co.uk. And if you go to on Facebook, the Polina Shepherd Vocal Experience, she's setting up an online singing project that people can get involved in. So if you want to maybe have an online singing activity with Polina, she's a great musician, really enthusiastic and knowledgeable, and a great performer. So this is from that session. And the internet's being magic and slow again. Sorry, bear with us. Here we go.
Sleep, I guess, my love.
the beautiful singing of Lauren Sklamberg from New York, Paulina Shepherd from Brighton, but originally from Russia, and the Brighton and Hove Russian and Yiddish choirs, and also the London Russian and Yiddish choirs, which was a recording session organised by Paulina in August last year. And thanks to Julian Tardo at Church Road for helping out with that. Like I say, check out Paulina's website, paulinashepherd.co.uk, and her Facebook pages, which is the the Paulina Shepherd Vocal Experience. And for tomorrow at 6 o'clock, if you go to her website, Facebook page, she's starting a live streaming concert thing. She's going to try and do regular online concerts, and she's going to start with online singing sessions as well, which people can join in, which could be, you know, kind of really exciting, a nice social activity to do during, again, what's a difficult time. So, you know, it's all about helping each other out and seeing what we can do in slightly different circumstances from usual. Layla, you've got some more good news stories.
Yeah, I mean, earlier we talked about how food is one of the worries for many people. Similarly, another area concerns a significant proportion of population is jobs, because many people who work in bars, pubs, restaurants, cleaning are likely to lose their jobs, or in fact are currently out of work, and the shops like Cooperative, for example, announced today that it has created 5,000 jobs for people who lost jobs due to coronavirus. And Joe Whitfield, chief executive of Co-op Food, announced that it makes perfect sense for us to try and temporarily absorb part of this highly skilled and talented workforce who are so adept at delivering great customer service as we work together to feed the nation. So it looks like some Co-op initiatives have come up with some job options for some people.
Okay, good. So, I mean, it's nice to see, you know, some of the bigger companies making the effort as well. And, you know, obviously lots of people are trying to look at solutions. And I guess it's a difficult and new times for everybody, really. So people working out to deal with things.
And that probably is also an example for those companies who probably have a great deal of resilience against these kind of situations, for also to come forward and lend extra hand to protect those who are the most vulnerable in their own companies. So, for example, my university, UCL, is one of the richest universities in the UK, and the most vulnerable staff are catering staff, the cleaners, the security staff. Because the university is closed, these other staff are at risk. And this is the time for the rich institutions to make sure that their most vulnerable are looked after.
Okay. And didn't you say there was something from football as well? Your favourite subject?
So I was really surprised that the private health companies were offering beds for £2.5 million a day. That's at this point of global tragedy, that's when you expect private healthcare companies to come forward and extend their hand, but instead they are looking to make profit. So yes, I was really impressed by the generosity of Manchester United player and the manager for offering their hotel room, saying, okay, here we are, we're willing to offer our best.
Okay, good. Ryan Giggs and Gary Neville, I think, wasn't
yeah.
it? Okay, well, back on with the music. And like I say, folks, if you want to get involved, please do go to our Facebook page at Seaside Social. If you've got tunes that you want to send us to play, there's a link on the Facebook page to the website. This is completely, you know, we're doing this, no one's making any money out of this or anything. It's just about community and sharing. And this is actually something that, this next tune is something that somebody sent us today. It's called Beach, as in the tree, not the beach, seaside. It's by Song Research. And there is a link, songresearch.bandcamp.com. We'll post all these links afterwards on the page to everyone who's played today, all the music that's been involved. So thanks for people who've sent us music to play. And You know, thanks to some of the recordings of ones I've made myself in a separate project, but we'll put a link to that as well. But thanks to people who have sent music. Please do get involved. Even if it's maybe you want to read out a recipe or a story or something, and you can record it on your phone and send it to us as MP3, or you want to kind of come on air and do something live, that'd be great. If you can hear chirping in the background, it's because we inherited a budgie off a friend a couple of years ago. Don't really like birds in cages, but he's singing away. He seems to like music. So this is Song Research, and the song is called Beach, and they are on songresearch.bandcamp.com. And this is a beautiful bit of guitar playing on this, actually. Sorry, everything's playing in a loop. I'm not very good with technology, but we will work it out. And also, apologies about the sort of slight sound quality. We'll work that out. We're going to try and do a show at least every week, and we will. If you follow us on the Facebook page, we will post a link, and we will post local resources as well. That was Song Research, which is at songresearch.bandcamp.com. And I think we've got time for one more tune before we wrap up tonight. Do you want to say anything before we go, Layla?
No, I just want to thank people who've joined us today and before I disappear. And just to say there's incredible exchange of skills, knowledge is happening on Brighton COVID-19 Mutual Aid. So tomorrow, in fact, every morning, you can join Joy for exercise. You can join...
What's that, PE with Joe, is it?
Yeah. And you can join ashleymoneysaver.co.uk for free museum and zoo tours with your children. And also there is something for everyone here. They sing along, and there is also music lessons for anyone. So, yeah, do join Brighton COVID-19 Mutual Aid.
Yeah, lots of good community stuff going on, people. Great to see. And like I said, I'll try not to say this again, but I'm going to do. Please do get involved because it's your music.
And if you have children at home with you and don't know what to do, again, there are workshops running for children.
We'll post them links as well. And it's your music that's going to keep this show going, people. So if you want to get involved, please do send. Or if you just want to do a reading or something and record it on your phone and send us an MP3. This is the last song for this session. This is the Bright Hun Voices, which is a local Hungarian community choir. They're self-financed and they do all their own singing, and it's a community project, and they... You know, you don't have to be Hungarian. You can learn the words. Most of the people who run it are Hungarian. So this is a recording from a concert by them. If you particularly like the music that we've been playing tonight, sort of another project we run is a thing called Best Foot Music, which works with musicians who've migrated to the UK from other regions around the world, and we make it's a non-profit organisation, and we make recordings with musicians, and there's lots of recordings on the website actually. So one more song before the end of tonight's show. Thank you everyone who's joined us. We've got quite a few listeners actually, which is nice to see. Thank you everyone who's joined us, and we'll post the link to this, and stay safe, look after yourselves, and all the best, and thanks for listening. Independent club near Queen's Park, and sadly, it's kind of not really good news entirely. Sadly, they've had to close their kitchen, but they have been giving away lots of fresh produce, and apparently there's some beer going as well. That was posted on Facebook an hour ago, so I don't know, who knows. Thanks again for everyone listening. Do get involved. Message us via our social media, at Seaside Social Brighton. Thanks again, and we've got time for one more tune. We're going to try to do this every week. Quite a few people listen tonight, which is great to see. That's it. Thank you. And
Thank you very much, and see you next time.
And look after yourselves. We'll be back. We'll post the show on Mixcloud afterwards, and we'll post links. Thanks to everyone. Good night. And this last tune is Chardash by Joe Emma, which is a violin and accordion duo. Originally from Poland and Slovakia, based in Brighton. This was recorded a few years ago. It's one from the archive.
Thank you.